the facts of life and anything that they may encounter in the days to come. So that is why the legends were used. But they were the legends. They were very old stories. They have no names except the given name of the character. There are other stories that happened under 500 years from the time they were told, that were just what I classify them as oral history, or maybe the recent stories. Recently, under 500 years from that time when they exist. For me, the recent stories would be under 500 years from to date, 1997. So this timetable is not, it's not suitable for the European style. But anyway, that is the way the First Nation of the Umaskigook have experienced life. So they use the legends to introduce the life to their children, to their grandchildren, and it's always the elders who have a ways to tell the stories. They have skills to tell the stories. They have ways to deliver the stories that will be impact on the young people and also for the adults. There were some strange hidden meaning that children do not understand. Even amongst the adult, they did not understand the strange meaning, the hidden meaning in the legend, which they never have yet experienced or never been exposed to. There are many examples. I will say it here because I said before, nothing is hidden. Nothing has ever been passed. Nothing has ever been passed. That means to pass away, not to try to hide. Nothing was. In the legend, there is lots of stories, even oral histories. There are lots of incidents that are immoral. And the immoral stories I use to apply or to enforce the moral situation. For example, one example. The native people believe, had always believed, many things which are considered immoral. These are the good things in life. These are good way to live. This is the way that life must go. But there were other experiences that are told in the story which were not so beneficial, which were not so pleasant in the life of the person who have experienced or have created the story. Not the one who tell the story, the one who created or involved in the story. His involvement in the story teaches the next generation to avoid such same situation so he can live better. So all these five characters that we have in our legends, they play that important very important part to introduce the education in the First Nation. Where the First Nation culture is migratory life. It's just like continuation of pilgrimage. Pilgrimage, shall I say, a journey. Journey is an easy word for me. It's just like a person who travels from distance, has a destiny to cover between here and there. And the things that he encounters and that he must go past, he must avoid any hardship and try to live morally in doing so. The native people believe there is a world after death. Not all of them, but they were most of them understand there is a spirit world, not only this one we have. Somehow they were given that understanding. So the teaching were very similar to the European style of Christianity or any other nationalities like India, Hindus, Buddhism, they're all similar. And now, the examples that I was going to tell was